First of all, she was going gym. Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
She had a prior. Wait. She had a job.
Mm.
Yeah?
And then she landed a better career. She landed
She
earned more money than mine.
Hold on. Forget this. Yeah. Regardless, she got a new job. Kudos to you. What does getting a new job got to do with your body weight?
She doesn't have the time.
Hold on. She doesn't have the time, meaning she's more busier than what she was doing in her old job, right?
Yes.
So hold on. Let me land. Yeah. So she's more busier at her new job than she was in her old job. Yeah. But she was still going gym. She stopped going gym because she's more busier. So meaning she's either walking around or she's sitting down. She's cool.
Probably sitting down.
What the fuck does that got to do with her eating more? If you're busier, what does that got to do with you eating more?
She says she cooks, bro. So she says,
by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. All right, you're mentally exhausted. Cool, whatever. But what does that got to do with you going to the gym? You take the same effort you put into cooking.
Gym is mentality. It's all in your head.
No, it's not. You go to the gym.
You wake up in the morning.
The girl was going gym.
How many times do you wake up in the morning?
Brother, the girl was going gym with her boyfriend. Yeah? Well, but giving her excuses. No, but giving her excuses.
This guy's capping. Do you know why he's capping? Because it's a mentality. There's been so many times, yeah, that this guy has phoned me. Yeah, he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going in the office tomorrow. He's phoned me halfway through my shift. I'm like, yo, and you're at the office. You know what?
I can't be bothered to go in.
It's the same thing with her.
Because I know what this guy's like. I've been trying to get this guy to go to gym with me for time. You don't want to do it.
I hear both
what you're saying.
I got running still.
Nah, to be fair, he'd be doing kids.
So listen, hear what I'm screaming, darling. Yeah. If you're tired, you're only working 5 days, Monday to Friday, if you're not working weekends. If you're not working weekends, do a 30-minute workout session.
I'll be honest.
30 minutes doesn't take long.
Jim is a mentality.
She can do her homework.
30 minutes doesn't
take... One thing I'll get onto,
we are now giving her excuses as to why she's fat.
She can do homework.
We're allowing her to be fat because you're like,
I said she could do homework.
No.
You got to remember, she's... Let's get in...
You're just villain today.
Let's even get into the mental of it.
I'm Superman. You're Lex Luthor.
Let's get into the mental of it. Deep this. She's already aware that he's losing interest. So she's already know that she's pressed the trigger... And my man's already going. So she already knows in her heart of heart that what I'm doing or what my lifestyle or my maintenance.
She's considering quitting her job.
My friend.
She's thinking about the wrong thing.
She got big in an unnatural, unhealthy weight.
Well, 2 years, isn't it?
She is not. She didn't have no kids. Because if she had kids and she got big, my friend, you got kids. It's fine. She got big from eating alone. Yeah, that is not normal.
If I'm being honest, G, I think, as I was about to say, like, that's what you're ignoring.
Is not normal.
She didn't get a little fluffy, bro. She's 7.
She got big from eating alone.
And the thing is, how much have you been eating to get to that? Why you can't forgive her for this year is because... That is a you don't just get fat like that in a month. It's a gradual thing.
Okay, like, you know the best thing you need to do?
Better Dixie the more eat some fam.
She says she's whipping it up, innit?
Just calm down and maintain bacon sandwiches in the morning roasting.
Just bro, even what he said, just be careful.
Listen,
what you eat.
Like, I don't know how you man deal with it, yeah. But any girl that I deal with, yeah, like we've been talking and that. And I'll tell her straight, like, if you're getting big, I'll tell you, bro. Like, I'll tell you straight.
And that's why I don't even look at Jacob as the bad guy. Because even if you go back
body shaming does help.
Though. But look at the weight.
Body shame is not real. It's not real, bro.
Now let him land and I'm going to land off.
Look at the way Jacob's even like, he ain't even come off the cuff and said, I know, F all of this, you're going mad. He's literally said, look, it started gradually. Like, I don't think you should be eating that. Then it's gone to, oh, this, that. And then literally at the end, my man's literally said, you know what? I'm not even getting through to you. You're not taking me in. Just
bro,
your
is
clothes
that bad? Yeah, is that bad? That homegirl's trying to, what's going on? He's like, yeah, get off me. Bro, I'm not even trying to tell you.
We don't know if he's doing that. He ain't trying to have sex with her.
He's
saying I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, you know why? I wouldn't even be in the mood if I was him.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be in the mood.
The attraction he had when he first saw her is gone.
Yeah.
Because
you don't be in the mood, yeah?
Dickhead.
Body shaming does land.
Listen,
I'm going to give you an example. Yeah,
man, them like what they like.
I've got a friend. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Body shaming lands, yeah, and the only reason I'm saying that, yeah, is because I've got a bridging and I'm not gonna bait out her name. Now imagine one day, man's cutting through the ends, pulled out. Oh, well, go on, what are you saying? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like to her, oh, congratulations. She's like, what? I was like, oh, you're not pregnant. I bet he's one big. She's like, oh, fuck you, Stacey. Don't chat to me, you fucking dickhead. I was like, I am so sorry. Yeah, no, but right. I was like, I'm so sorry, yeah. Like, bro, she's my homie.
This
man.
Is one thing I learned. Don't assume.
I assume. She just went ballistic. kid you not, a year later, I see her, she's slim fit. She was like, oh, call me pregnant now then, innit?
But that's why she's a gangster. She proved you wrong. She took herself, she heard that and said,
that's motivation. But look, what we're failing to understand is, yeah, and I kind of get where you're coming from on that. Darling. You got yourself fat. As hard as it was to get yourself fat from when you were slim, you can get yourself... But as hard as it was to get fat, it's as hard as it was for her to get herself slim. But she's not doing that. She's saying, I'm tired.
Let's just think of it like... Bro, you're giving yourself excuses.
I understand why, man, I don't want to tan you. I wouldn't want to tan you neither.
Listen. Let's just think of it like this, yeah? Think on the flip side. A man is the one where his situation has changed. And the thing is, I won't even say physically, yeah? Because there's girls that will deal with big niggas. They like that shit, yeah? Let's just say a girl meets a man.
But girls don't talk to guys based off...
No, but listen, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Yeah? So let's say a girl meets a man where he's earning 150 bags a year. He's clear, like he's good. He's calm, living a nice life. Go on holidays whenever, I buy you whatever. Cool, something happens. Now he's in McDonald's. You think that same woman you grabbing is on 150 bags? Now he's working at McDonald's.
Is she going to stay with him?
But DK, if she's a real one, she will.
You know, that's the better equivalent.
You know, she might put up with it for like four months until you get back up.
But if you don't, this is the thing. You know how she would stay is if she comes home looking at you. Yeah, you're working at McDonald's, but guess what? When you're not working, you're working to get yourself better. That's the difference. That's what's going to make her stay. Because she's seen that you're not accepting the position you're in.
The thing is, even what you said there, sub might stay, others would be like, nah.
Okay,
man. Yeah, but then that's calm, because then I've seen the rule you, but at least Jacob stayed.
Amanda.
The way he's going, he ain't staying for too much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What
the fuck are you talking about?
I said let's flip it.
No, but we're not flipping nothing. She got big and he don't want to be. That's it. Simple. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah.
Look. What she said is, I got a new job, I'm earning more money. We don't know what salary my man's on.
No, I'm saying...
My man might be earning more than her. So regardless of what my man's earning, that's not the equation. But she's giving herself an excuse.
No, I flipped it to show that Jacob's not in the wrong for the way he's acting.
No, but look, regardless of whatever job she got, she got herself big. Whatever, she's giving herself an excuse. I'm tired. I don't want to go gym no more. My man don't want to have sex with me no more. She's not taking accountability. You got big. You're in the situation because you chose yourself to jump in. So all she needs to do is stop eating like my man said. Just be careful what you eat.
She loves
Delegate your portion properly. Slim down. You'll be alright.
I can even make the argument.
Your man is still going to the gym. Where's your missus at? I don't see you gymming with your missus no more. No, she's at home.
Going gym with your partner is a bonding thing.
It keeps you more locked in. And now he's not, let's get into the sexual part. Man, I don't want to have sex with you. He don't want to have sex with you. You know how peak that is? He's going home wanking.
He might not be wanking.
I don't want to have head from you.
But this is the thing. As a man.
Come on, bro.
If you've met someone and this is your means of bonding.
That's a myth.
Unfortunately, life has kind of stirred that off course. So even for me, it's all about the little things.
Mm.
Even if you can't go gym, that's fine. I'm not like, cool, we met at the gym. We went to gym together, but things have changed. That's fine. However, you're still doing the little things as in you're not on the couch too much. Mm. If anything, and your job's actually tiring you out, cool, sleep. What do you need me to do? My own X, Y, and Z.
But
you're not sitting there eating fish and chips or God knows what, looking at me.
Thank you.
Thinking,
brother, how's your but day, look what you just like, said.
I'll go mad.
Life happens, things go up and down. Brother, from what I've heard from her, things are on the up and up for her. career-wise, she's on the up.
Which is good.
So you have no reason to get fat. What are you getting fat for? If you're on the up and up,
but you know,
and your partner because, as well is a gym guy. What reason do you have?
I'm tired. I want to put a span in this.
I'm tired.
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know that? You know, some people their escapism or their coping mechanism is eating. Maybe the previous job she had was bliss. Now she's got a new job, more bread, fair enough. But now it's got her in the chips.
Got a point. And another thing that I will say, if when you make more money, you eat better. Yes, you do.
Ronaldo makes more money, but does that mean eating healthy?
But look at you eat better food.
No,
you should have access to better nutrition.
You eat more high standards foods.
Yeah, so that's
look at how many celebrities were skinny on the up and coming, and now look at them, they're bare fat.
Like who?
Rooney.
French Montana.
Rooney retired, he's calm.
Yeah, but he's retired. He no longer has a reason to be fit. And he's not really on a
line. Usain Bolt. Look at Usain Bolt.
He's not even fat.
Usain Bolt.
Give me an example of someone that's fat.
French Montana, Usain Bolt. Cool.
French Montana.
Usain Bolt's not fat.
Fucking DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. Nah,
he's always been fat.
No, but he was a lot slimmer back in the day.
No, I'll bring it.
When you start making more money, you eat more defined food.
When they find a drug, there's some man out here, when they find a drug and the drug is paying off, they're going to get a bit more. I'm not going to name names, but there's some man that's found a drug is making them bread. And next time you see them, they're a bit on the bigger side. That happens, innit?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it gets to a point, especially as a man, it gets to a point where you're like, you know what? Even though I'm making all this money and it's nice and I got the jewels and that, I feel like shit. You know what I mean?
Being fat, I'm so sorry. Yeah, in my opinion. Oh, my days.
From time you can't run a mile, that's not good.
Listen, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
But like I said,
there's no excuse to be that fat. Let's keep it like the details. Yeah, she 17. I keep saying
she went from
17
where?
Stone
to what?
No, what was she first?
I don't know. She what? 10 stone.
She was
maybe?
Size 10, went to size 14. She was what?
Work that one out. If you equate it to men's sizing,
boom.
It's like going from medium to extra.
She's fucking. Big fam.
Boom.
She's big.
Look,
bro.
At the end of the day, like I'm saying this year.
But it's not bad to get big though. But the bad thing is, you're not doing the society.
She brought it up. It's not like we're getting onto her. She said it. I've gotten big, and he don't want to have sex with me. So she's already acknowledging that she's gotten big. No. I'm not telling her she's fat. She already knows she's fat. Let's not break it down. I'm not telling she's fat. I don't know this girl, but she's saying...
But the thing is, why is it even being cool? If you're fat, why is being cool fat?
Because some people are happy being fat. But what I don't like is, if you're fat, why is it slur? Say you're fat. Don't call yourself
shaming,
fit.
Shaming helps, I'll tell you.
I can't lie, I lost weight by getting shamed.
Well, what's her name? Lizzo. Look at Lizzo now.
Yeah.
Lizzo's lost hella weight.
She lost hella weight. But what did she do? She went to the gym.
Yeah, but people were bullying.
No, but she went to the gym.
People were bullying.
She went to the gym.
Look at Nella Rose now.
Rose went to the gym. These girls didn't sit at home and start crying. They went to the gym.
The biggest example, Lizzo.
Yeah, but she went to the gym.
She was pushing the man.
You might not understand it. Guys are calling her fat. What did she do? She didn't cry at home and eat ice cream. She went to the gym. She said, what? Safe. And she went to the gym. That's all it is.
Hey, Nana, can I even be honest?
Why is it so hard to go to the gym?
Like, as a human being, your body isn't designed to even carry that much weight. Unfortunately, we live in a time where it's easy to just chill out and Uber Eats and everything. But it's going to get to a point, you're going to go up the stairs, you're going to hear your knees say, nah.
You need WD-40 for your knees on that.
Your knees are ticking.
You're not even 40 and you're struggling to go up the stairs. Yeah. Brother, we had a guy that couldn't even go up Westfield stairs.
You know them guys, fam, they're kind of big.
And like, they just be sitting there, yeah? They just be sitting there, like, what's going on?
Hey, brother. Hey, listen, yeah.
Two shit in the rain now, yeah.
Brother.
You got to bring the towel to the forehead, fam.
Brother.
Fucking hell,
bro.
This is why, bro. This is why.
Where's the remote, man?
What's going on, man?
Don't worry about that, man. I had a brethren, yeah. He knows what I'm talking about. I don't even chat to him no more.
Because he got too fat?
He was just fat.
Was it unattractive?
Pissed me off.
Wasn't that one of those,
No, you're with the gang. Yeah, it's one time. I used to put up with his shit. one time I just spazzed that. We're sitting in my room, yeah. My mum's room was a bit compact, so when the man were around, there was bears of us. So we
was it chilling in your mum's room?
No, I said my room at my mum's house.
Oh, you said your mum's room?
I said my mum's room at my mum's house. It was a bit compact, in it, so it was like, whenever the man used to come around, it was always about 4 to 6 of us, innit? So we're all chilling, just banging games. Brother, one time man was just sitting there, yeah, and Donnie's just, that he had to sit next to me, and Donnie's like, bro, in man's ear, cuz. Like,
bro, lungs are working overtime.
Hey, I can't lie,
what's going on with you, bro?
Huh?
What's going on? I was
sitting on the floor.
Why is going on, bro?
Bro, we're playing, we're playing fucking, I think we was playing Smash Bros or WWE. you're not even fucking moving, big man. You're not even moving.
Hey, Nintendo vibes, yeah? Smash Bros, you get me? Yeah.
Super Smash Bros, isn't it? Nintendo.
I can't like three wires when you're
Why, whatever. But I'm explaining the story. Brother, the guy is not even moving. You got the control pad, yeah, in your hand.
You know them guys?
Like, man's sitting like this.
You know where it's just sitting down, it's really tying you out. You're like,
man's sitting this and we're playing games. But and man's in my ear. Bro, I'm playing the game. I had to turn around. I said, brother, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
I want to ask the man something. Yeah.
So bad.
Cool. It's bad, bro.
In the scenario of Katie and Jacob, yeah, what is the best thing she should do?
Let's wrap this up. What is the best thing?
Katie, I know you heard me say a lot of madness, but this is for your own good. Katie, like what A1 said, yeah. All you need to do is just be careful what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of fatty food, slim the fatness and eat more greens. Green giant. Safe.
Food is
That's
food.
Me done.
Me, personally, Katie, just go gym, man. I'm not even going to slew you. I'm not even going to be the bad guy. Go gym. I used to be super fat. I lost weight. I've seen people being super fat and lose weight. Just go gym and just ride it out. That's all you got to do. Make time. That's what I'm going to say. Just make time. I know you've got account. You're taking accountability, but just make time. That's all you got to do. That's what I'm going to say. There's nothing else in it. I'm not going to slew you, innit? DK.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Katie. Listen. Don't stop eating breakfast, yeah? One apple a day. Yeah. Wait till lunch. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have a salad. Yeah. Then when you get home, have your full meal then. And then get in the gym. If you ain't got time to go gym, go on a 30-minute walk. If you ain't got time to do that, Lord help you. Because Jacob, yeah, listen.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
He's going to end up
something else. Liposuction. You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
Hey, you're on a good career. Liposuction.
One thing, if you do tablets. Not, there's only going to be a certain amount of time your man's going to wait for you. So the longer you take...
And I can't lie, you cannot blame your man for leaving you, bro. Because I can't lie, he didn't meet you when you're 17 fucking stone.
Indeed.
He will leave you when you're 17 stone.
He met you in the gym.
Yeah, and you can't even look at him no ways, fam.
Were you with me when I was shooting in the gym?
If I'm being honest, yeah, they should put that in the marriage clause, bro. Like a weight limit, fam. You gain more than fucking 5 stone. I'm gone.
There's a celebrity with that, though.
Let's go with A1.
So it's all contextual, innit? But what I would say... Katie, like, brother. Nah, it's literally written there. Like, there's nothing to think about. It's literally, you just got to lock in. And right. The fact that you got another half who's on that makes your life way more easier. Just lock in with your partner. Get back to what you know. Next thing you know, your life is going to be easier and you're going to learn how to maintain. Gym will get you into a routine as well. So, lock in, bro. You ain't got much time to live. And when your kids come and you're still fat, guess what? You ain't going to no park, bro.
Yeah,
you get me? You're going to lose out on valuable things you could have done growing up. So look after your body because your body will fail on you in the future. So
can I just say one thing? First year uni, yeah.
Oh, God.
First year uni, yeah. Obviously, yeah. I only remember this because I looked at my snap memories the other day, yeah. Obviously, you know, you catch a wine and you're doing one. First year uni, you're gassed in them. Do you know this? Mm. The girl was big, bro. And my knee's been clicking since. So,
go leg, innit? Leg day.
I do leg.
Oh, my God.
But look, that's the Mandem Linkup show. We're going to slim it fast. You get me? Yeah. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to slow it down. We're going to lose the weight. Get me?
Maintenance.
Accountability at its finest. But that's us. I hope you like this episode. Like and subscribe. Get me?
Don't be offended, either.
DK.
Just us, man.
A1, talking in, myth in, the Mandem Link Up Show. We're here.
Don't be offended.